Stealing passwords remotely. Okay.
All right.
All right. Returning presenter from last time. Was it okay last time? I felt bad. I cut you off at the end, but you like had. Yeah. You like we're right there.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, one guy said it was a good story. Yeah. Anyway, tell me what you think of this one.
Just to be clear, because I was asked to clarify this, they have 5 minutes to give their whole presentation, but the audience can cut them off at the fourth minute. And I'm going to do my best to try to count down 4 minutes, 3 minutes, two minutes.
That's all right. I got my own clock anyway.
Okay, extra time. All right, great. So at the 1 minute mark, I'll ask for extra time. And if they like you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I won't need all that time anyway.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Go.
All right, so I'm a bad guy. I want to steal your password. Next slide. Okay, that's me. Next slide. Okay, so if I want to steal your password, the easiest thing is if I can trick you into being a moron and signing into a stupid site like this that doesn't even encrypt anything. This is HTTP, so next slide. If I just get your network traffic, your password is sent over the wire into clear, so that's easy. But the other thing, which I didn't normally think about, is on the next slide. Your password is also stored in the RAM of your computer. If you're using a Windows machine, this is just raw RAM, and your password is just in the RAM in the clear. So next slide. If I want to protect myself, I use a secure website, HTTPS, like Google. Now if I sign in here, my password is encrypted on the Internet, so it's harder to steal, although we know there are a few tricks. But next slide will show it's still in the RAM in the clear because the browser author did not think about this. So if I could just read your RAM, I could get all the passwords you've typed into websites pretty easily. But that's one target. A more interesting target is to steal your login password. Go on to the next one. So your Windows login password, for some reason which I do not understand, is also stored in RAM. Next slide. Now, if you look in RAM for the password itself, you will not find it in plain text. But if you go to the next slide, it is stored in an encrypted form, and this fellow, Hernan Ochoa, wrote the tool to decrypt it. There was an earlier version called Mimikatz. Go to the next one. This thing decrypts it. It finds the encryption key and decrypts it in RAM, works on all modern versions of Windows. So go to the next slide. And so all you have to do is use Backtrack, the social engineering toolkit, and use any attack that will give you the ability to run the Windows Credential Editor on their machine. The one I use is a Java exploit because it doesn't require any vulnerability at all. It's social engineering. The user is presented with a useless warning that says, this site is attempting to run a Java applet. Is that okay? User says,
3 minutes.
Yes. And that's it. Next one. And you just get the password in plain text. It's this thing here that says your-name-12345. It can be as long as you want. You don't have to crack a hash. You don't have to do anything. And it works in all modern versions of Windows. So that's all I wanted to tell you. This is a lot of fun to play with.